Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so we need to get Trisha here some help. Trisha's on the phone right now, and she hit us with an email a couple of days ago, which stunned us because the reservoir of forgiveness that she has is something I certainly don't have because her husband screwed around with her best friend, and she thinks it might be happening again. Hey, Trisha.
Hi.
Hey. All right, so give us the timeline here. How long were they having the affair? The definition of you and your best friend, how shocking it must have been. How did you heal from that? And you finally forgave him. And here we are again, though.
I know. And I know a lot of people will judge me for forgetting, but it's my best friend and my husband, who obviously I love them both so much. And, you know, there were just circumstances that... I don't know. I just felt like I should give them another chance. So this was about a year ago. Both of them were going through a lot of stuff. Meanwhile, I was having good things happen in my life, like a promotion. And I think they just kind of went to each other to get comfort. They were both going through things in their personal life. And I think they just kind of sought comfort in each other. I was so busy and not really giving my husband enough attention, and I don't know, the whole thing was really confusing and painful, and I decided to forgive. I don't, you know, he was my best friend and my husband, they're two of the most important people to me, and I know I'm important to them too, and I know it's really messy and that they messed up, that they promised me it wasn't going to happen again, and it was just a huge mistake. And I don't know, here I am again, and I don't know if it's just paranoia because of what's happened in the past, or if there's really something going on, and I feel like I just need you guys to help me with that, because I either really need to completely get over this and heal, and stop with the paranoia and always seeing what's happening again, or I need to really finally walk away, you know, if this is continuing.
Well, regardless of what the outcome is, and I know what's happened in the past, and you have forgave and you have moved on, and you're not going to get any judgment from anybody here because we don't know what was going on behind closed doors. You have all the information as to your circumstances.
Yeah, the judging doesn't happen when we're on the air. It's when you hang up. And when the mics are off, that's when we really go at it.
But Trisha, I want to remind you that while... You know, yeah, sometimes two people can play a part in infidelity, but just because you are focused on other things doesn't give your husband and best friend the right to have relations. I want you to remember that. I don't want you to be like, well, this was my fault because I was neglective. I mean, I just want you to know your self-worth and not put yourself in the position of taking on the blame of somebody else's behavior.
Right. I understand that. Yeah, I understand that. I really do.
Okay.
And I know it's bad, but my husband and best friend really are good people. They made a mistake, and everyone makes mistakes, but
yep.
This doesn't define them, you know, what happened. So I just want to move on, and I feel like this could help me. Yeah, just really, really put it behind me.
All right, so let's talk about what's been going on now that's got your instincts all okay, Spidey sense here, something's not right.
You know, there's no concrete signs, just kind of a gut feeling. I don't know, like the way they interact. I feel like they communicate more than they need to, and I just want to trust them again, and I can't.
And you have felt this way for how long? And you and your best friend have been friends for how long as well?
Oh, God, like 12 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you have felt this spidey sense going off now for how long?
I would say about 3 or 4 months. Okay. I mean, I never completely got over it, but I've been feeling like, yeah, I don't know. It's been this past 3 or 4 months where I'm just getting worried again.
All right. Well, let's try to alleviate that stress, at least with this test that we did, or find out if your gut is right here. What's the catch to cheat or War of the Roses? You want to explain, Kristen?
Mm-hmm. We sent a fake promotional email to the email address Trisha provided that belongs to her husband. He was offered a free bouquet of flowers, able to choose from several options with pictures. In exchange, he's asked to share some promo codes for a percentage off a future order, and he was able to choose from the following choices. Aloe, Govna. Aloe vera symbolizes beauty, healing, and protection. It's the perfect gift of care for someone else. That's a new one, and that one is quite clever. My best bud. 2 dozen yellow roses and a cheerfully sunny way to tell is a cheerfully sunny way to tell your friend they are on your mind. Bloom for improvement. It's best to admit when you're wrong or have made a mistake. This bouquet of blue hyacinths are the perfect flower to say I'm sorry. That's the flower of love. Red
Come
roses.
Come on, Kristen.
What?
You gotta sing it.
Oh, no, I'm not gonna do. That's a flower of love.
Huey Lewis?
Yes.
I got that right? Yeah? Okay.
Is that Huey Lewis?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Back to the future.
Red roses are the ultimate sign of passion and love. Express it all with 2 dozen of these long-stemmed red beauties. The first promotional email was sent at 10:17 a.m. He didn't waste a whole lot of time. He ordered flowers at 11:52 a.m. He selected My Best Bud, which is 2 dozen yellow roses, and they are going to be sent to Tori. And that is not Trisha's real name. So, Trisha, is Tori the best friend?
Yeah.
So he sent them to be delivered to a school. School name has been removed for privacy. And the note on the card says, hoping your year is off to a great start in his name.
Okay. Clearly we have some infractions here. Big time infractions. Doesn't mean that they're still having an affair or anything like that. But it doesn't look good.
If your husband gets an opportunity to send flowers to somebody, to anybody, he should send them to you, not the woman he cheated on you with.
Has their friendship?
period.
I feel like that should just be a universal law.
Yeah. It doesn't look good. Has their friendship developed into like a best friendship more so now than you and hers? Or is this just like concrete proof?
I mean, they are friends. We're together a lot. I mean, I don't know. She is just going back to start the school year. So the timing of it, you know, kind of makes sense that he's given this opportunity. She's just going back. I mean,
Don't make excuses here. Under no circumstances.
Zero.
Like Kristen said, when you get roses, do you think of somebody else? So while you're trying to be sweet, I feel like you're making some excuses here also that, oh, he's just being nice. She is starting back. So it's nice for him to send flowers, especially in the vulnerable position that your relationship is in right now. He should have taken those flowers immediately and should have sent them to you.
Yes, he should have sent you the flowers and perhaps nominated her for our Clear My Wish List. I think that would have been the fair assessment of the situation.
We need to clear a few things off her wish list.
Yeah. So, Trisha, you got some really difficult decisions to make here.
I'm sorry.
Again, this isn't concrete proof. It doesn't look good.
I mean, it doesn't, but it'd look a lot worse if it was the red ones. You know, like, he could have sent those, so.
He could have.
I don't know.
He needs to be sending you all the flowers in the world.
Yeah, you need to have a really hard talk with yourself and see what's going on here, because I can see how you're talking yourself out of this. But all of this circumstantial evidence lines up pretty strong. So Use some common sense, and if you have another friend that you can talk to that can clearly give you advice about it, then go for it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay.
See ya. Ugh. Nobody wants to face that.
Nobody.
You want to put that off and put that off and put that off because you kind of think like, well, if you make all these excuses, you won't have to take the next step. I can understand that.
Oh,
but there it is.
The Burt Show.